rugby returns tonight to Cape Town Stadium. The Stormers will host second from the bottom Scarlets from Wales this evening at Cape Town Stadium. There is an opportunity for the Stormers to go to second position in the URC log ahead of Ulster and the Bulls, even though this may be just temporary, because both these teams will be playing each other or will be playing respective matches at the weekend. But a game tonight is, of course, a morale booster because of the break over the last few weeks. John Dobson, good morning, Stormers coach. Before I get into the impact of the break, you're going to be starting, or you're going to be tonight without at least 11 regular Stormers, because they're out doing national duty either for the Springboks or the SAA team. Is that going to impact on your team plans for this evening?
Yeah, look, we're hazard listed now. We're a very different looking team to what people are used to tonight, which is, it's going to be tough. I know they're used to their second bottom, but I think they've got, they've got 296 Welsh caps in their team, and we've got 21 Springbok caps. A difference of 270 Test caps across the team is huge. So it's a really tough one, but if we want to be, what happened last year was brilliant. The greatest achievement in the history of Stormers rugby. But if our greatest achievement, if we can get that right, we're becoming a dynasty who are always at the top table of world sort of provincial rugby. And for us, I need to bring these youngsters through. So it's a great opportunity, but very tough.
And of course, if you're going to be running, dynasty rugby, if you're going to be on the top, you're going to have the underdogs who are going to see themselves as underdogs facing you, and they're going to come with a certain mentality. We want to bring the Stormers down a few notches. That just comes simply with the territory.
Yeah, it's something, people ask me a lot in the preseason, what's it like to be, the face. We sort of, we went overseas, we drew with Ospreys, and we lost our first game in 16 or whatever it was to Cardiff. And you saw the final whistle, Cardiff going absolutely mad. And I thought, what's this about? Because you don't actually realize, and they'd beaten the Stormers, which is it's a nice reflection, but it's week in, week out, and I've got no doubt it's going to happen this evening. And they'll smell some blood in the water because they'll go down our team sheet and they'll see no Kutsoff, no Mar Herber, no Willemsa, no Lebok, no whoever else, and they're going to see some blood in the water, but hopefully we're going to disappoint them.
4 out of 6 so far in the campaign is not bad. But let's talk about the 3-4 weeks of break since the Stormers have last played a competitive game. I know that about 2 weeks ago, the guys were called back to training. They have been training for the last 2 weeks. But what has the impact been, particularly on the outgoing series? Especially when you're losing 11 players to national or SAA duty, what impediments has this break given?
The break was brilliant because we've been through the mill, we've been on a 3-week overseas, and I think what people maybe don't realize is what's about to happen to us. We play every single week. We play on the 23rd of December. We play on New Year's Eve. We go to France, UK, France, UK, France, UK, Ireland. We've got 4 overseas trips in the next 2 months, playing every single week. So that was vital to recharge. The other thing was before, you're right about the 11 guys, but we had 16 guys on the 2 tours at one stage. So what was left here was really 16 guys on a team that's normally 15 is a lot. So we had to work with our next tier, who are largely playing tonight, which is brilliant. Because we're not going to become this dynasty based on the 23 who won the final last year. We need 40-odd players. So we sort of try to address it as an opportunity. We've trained very hard. They've had a nice connection session. They've been to the Slave Museum. They've connected with Cape Town. We've been to work up. We're trying to invest in it because they don't normally get the same love that the bigger players get. So it was really, it's been a really good, from that process, the big thing for us is tonight. If we get through tonight, given what's happened with the break, the international disruptions, the lack of players, if we get through tonight, we're going to be in a fantastic space because those youngsters are all going to be very confident and feel good about themselves.
But Scarlets underestimate this team at your peril. Like Clayton Blomick is absolutely amazing. Angelo Davids with, his fast-running seven-style of rugby. Yeah. We spoke very much after the Springbok game, that second half, against Italy, the running style of rugby which we enjoy seeing. The Stormers is been known for that. And we've seen that in last season. And I'm looking at this and this line, and I'm seeing players, particularly in the name of Clayton Angelo, being able to do that.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's, you know, as you say, Lester, I think it was about 10 years ago when Jacques Nienaber was a defense coach here, and he's a great defense coach, a great coach. But, yeah, we were winning lots of every game, but we weren't scoring four tries, remember? And it was that's not the DNA of Cape Town. Our people want to see that ball move. And I was so proud. I mean, I'm sure you would have felt the same when you saw Marnie Livock come onto that game last week, and the ball just started going wider, didn't it? It just started fizzing. And, yeah, that's our plan this evening. We've got a young Flaaf who's coming back from a serious injury, in Cade Volita. He's not Marnie Livock. Mm-hmm. Sasha's injured. But our plan is to, you know, you're right, with Clayton, Angelo, Zassi, that's a back three. If they're going to kick, they must kick well, because if they give them those guys through some time, we're going to have a go tonight. Mm. I mean, these guys are young and not shackled by any bad experiences. We're going to have a real crack. There's a young flanker, Hachiva is special, you know, a 10-5, 100-meter loose forward. The young flanker, nobody would have heard of, called Marcel Tunison, who I think he's got a real X factor. You're going to love him. So we're going to be brave and have a go.
Herschel Drunch, he's done a season or two at Scarlet. So any inside information that he's providing in terms of at least the culture, the spirit of a legendary Welsh side? What's he handing over to the rest of his teammates?
No, Herschel, we teased him the whole week about conflict, because, I mean, he, as much as he's played for the Scarlets, he's a real Cape boy from Carmel, you know. So he's we've teased him the whole time. Oh, Lord Hirsch, this is very awkward for you. Don't have to say. he swears, but also come, man. So we can't start you because it's going to be too conflicted. He hasn't given us. It was a few years ago. So no, Herschel will get back next week into the starting team, but he actually needs to rebuild his confidence and this week, and then next week we'll get him starting again.
Excellent. Stormers coach John Dobson, really appreciate your time. Hopefully we'll see you there this evening. Do you want to win tickets? We're giving away three sets of double tickets to a Cape Town stadium tonight. Stormers versus Scarlets. Stan in Muizenberg, good morning.
Morning, Lester.
Oh, is he a Stormer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tickets are yours. No questions asked. No answers needed. You one of our winners. Stan in Muizenberg. He gets a ticket to a double ticket to Cape Town Stadium tonight. It's easy and simple like that. Come on here. Say, I want a ticket. You get it. And there you go. See you at Cape Town Stadium tonight.